The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford. Doug Parker is on assignment in Puerto Rico, whatever that means. You can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio or become our friend on Facebook, facebook.com/cruiseradio. On this episode, we're going to talk to AOL travel editor Beth Caulfield about some exciting new travel apps for the iPhone and other devices. But first, Stuart Shear on the Cruise Guy is with us. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt.
All right, first off, Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas is on its way to the U.S.,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Allure of the Seas was actually off the western coast of the Iberian Peninsula just today. So she's making her way on over to the U.S., which is pretty exciting, and people can actually catch the videos that we've got of the ship making its way.
What are some of the differences between the Oasis and the Allure?
They're going to have a little bit of different entertainment. Instead of Hairspray, they'll have Chicago.
Yeah.
Some of the stores on board, instead of a no-name art gallery, they'll have an art gallery from Brito. They will have, instead of a seafood shack, they'll have a Mexican cantina. But, the structure of the ship is the same. I think they did finally announce that they are going to have, in addition to the guest store, they're going to bring back DoorDash and members only.
Which will go splendidly with my skinny tie and parachute pants.
Oh, boy. All right. For hardcore coffee drinkers, I understand there's going to be a really big difference, though, right?
Well, Royal Caribbean announced that they're going to change their onboard coffee shop from Seattle's Best Coffee, which is the one of the main brands of a very specific company called Starbucks.
Yes, so I think I've heard of
them. Oh my God, this is like the greatest thing since Swiss cheese. Well, Starbucks owns America's Seattle's Best Coffee, so all they're doing is a branding change. Same coffee. So is it really that big a deal? Probably not. But if it makes you feel better to have Starbucks, then, you know, good for you.
Now, where is Allure going to be homeported, and what itineraries will it sail?
Allure, like Oasis of the Seas, will be based in Fort Lauderdale, doing 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean.
Right on. Moving on to the Disney Dream, it is floated out. Is that correct?
Actually, yeah, it was pretty exciting this past Saturday. Disney had a baby.
Oh.
And the ship was being built in an indoor facility and in dry dock, and the tugboats grabbed her from the rear and pulled her right out. And, they had a bouncing 128,000-ton baby girl with 2,500-passenger double occupancy, 4,000 full, including the third and fourth. So she's a big girl.
And is there anything new and really innovative on this ship?
Well, there's a lot of innovations on Disney Dream. She's certainly the biggest of the Disney ships. They're going to have interior monitors in the cabin, so it'll kind of look like portholes.
Huh.
She'll have various views of the ship, many different new dining venues for them. The kids programs and the facilities are greatly improved, and I think the biggest attraction that people are most anticipating will definitely be the Aqua Coaster, which is a water roller coaster and an inner tube that essentially goes around the ship and does actually hang out over the over the ocean at times. So
that's cool.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
All right, thanks, man. Stuart Shear on the Cruise Guy will be back later in the show with your hot deals.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments@cruiseradio.net. You can follow Cruise Radio on Twitter @CruiseRadio.
Our guest is an AOL travel editor, Beth Caulfield. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
Where are you right now, if I may ask?
I am in Dulles, Virginia, about 45 minutes outside Washington, D.C.
Ah, very good, very good. Now, I understand there's a lot of travel apps for the iPhone out there, and I just got my iPhone 4, like a crack addiction. Is it the iPhone? What are you sporting, by the way?
I'm sporting an iPhone 4 as well.
Yes. Welcome to the cult. So, but these travel apps are available for the iPhone and the Droid and BlackBerry as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Most popular apps are for the iPhone, but a lot of the manufacturers or a lot of the software makers actually make them for Droids and for BlackBerries as well.
Well, what are some of these apps? Let's go through the list here.
Sure. There are some great apps for airports and for navigating airports. There's one called Airport Ace, which is really cool. It gives you restaurant listings, yeah, gate maps, smoking areas, public transportation options, and even numbers for taxi companies. They actually work across about 50 or so different airports.
Wow.
And that's an app that you have to pay for. If you wanted something that was free, there's an app called FlySmart that, you know, has similar functionality, but only covers 14 major U.S. markets.
Are you going to contend with pop-ups on that free app?
You are not.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the restaurant apps?
Well, Zagat actually has a great app. They're typically a site that restaurants live and die by.
You're right.
But the Zagat app has some fantastic search and filter functionality that really lets you choose what kind of restaurant decor, service, or cost you'd prefer. And you can actually reserve tables instantly. The app also includes best of lists and thousands of restaurant menus.
I'm going to assume since Zagat is so huge, that's going to be a paid app for sure.
That's right. That app comes with a pretty hefty price tag. It's about $9.99.
Yeah.
But if you're a foodie, definitely worth it.
Yeah. All right. What about bars and clubs and such?
Nightlife is one that I like. Basically, kind of maps all over the United States to locate bars and clubs, as well as other kind of late night necessities like liquor stores, tobacco shops, and taxis. So that's kind of a fun one if you're interested in that scene.
Right.
And then on the free side, there's Urban Daddy. Does a lot of the same things, but also gives you some exclusive offers and private entries to help you get kind of into those exclusive clubs.
All right, cool. Now, you had mentioned there are some travel journal apps.
There's a lot of ways now to kind of use and preserve your memories using apps. Travel Diary is a great app. This is one that you have to pay a little bit for, but you snap a photo or record a video while you're traveling. You can link it to a Google Map, record your voice over top, and then you can post it to Facebook or to a personal web page.
Huh.
So pretty cool. And then kind of on the free side, there's an app called OnTheRoad.2. which gives you a lot of the same functionality, even some more options to kind of stylize your diary, and there's some tools that help with trip planning, too.
Nice. Give us one more.
Travel postcards. So, you know, a little bit similar to a travel journal, but accomplishes the goal of kind of sending a virtual postcard, and there's an app called appropriately postcard that you can do that with, where you take a picture and a message, put it on a map, and it sends to contacts that you select that are listed in your phone.
Cool. All right, let's switch gears real quick and talk about the holidays coming up. Are prices affecting holiday travel this year?
Yeah, you know, I think prices, the airlines have cut capacity, and so prices will continue to be high through the holiday season. So travelers who, you know, are looking to travel this holiday season should definitely try to get a jump start on making their plans.
Mm-hmm. What tips and what secrets can you offer to get the cheapest fare outside of, you know, some of those sites, Priceline, Hotwire, Kayak, and all that?
Well, I would say the first thing is that you need to do your research. And the best way to do that, I've found, is to sign up for different alerts and newsletters from different carriers so that you always are in the loop on when a sale's going on. I would also say that you need to know what a good price is for your route and watch trends on sites like Faircast so that you can kind of get a sense of, you know, is this a good time to buy or not.
Beth, when is the best time to go on your holiday vacation experience?
Yeah, well, generally, you get the best rates by traveling midweek, so on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and then coming back on a Saturday. Sunday afternoons tend to be the worst time to come back. The exceptions there are, you know, holiday travel. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is typically, as we discussed, extremely busy, and Sundays after our holidays. So when you aren't flying over the holidays, you want to kind of take all that advice into consideration and then make sure that you adjust your departure and return dates based on kind of what's least popular or less attractive to other folks so that you're getting the best deal.
Which leads me to, when's the best time to buy?
So I would say Mondays and Tuesdays are typically kind of the best times to buy. You know, airlines sometimes raise their fares later in the week.
Yeah.
And you can use sites like Airfare Watchdog, like Yapta.com to actually kind of see when prices are dropping so that you're buying at the right time.
She is Beth Caulfield, AOL Travel Editor. Thank you so much for being with us here on Cruise Radio.
Great. Thank you.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide, Cruise One, yeah, Cruise One.
Each episode we'd like to feature Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you visit Grand Cayman, you'll probably hear about Boatswain's Beach, a 23-acre marine park that features the Cayman Turtle Farm, a resource for marine conservation research and education. Now, if you're interested in helping with the survival of sea turtles and their marine habitat, there are several things you can do to help the cause. One way to play a part is to adopt a turtle. As the turtle's parent, you can organize a free visit to the Cayman Turtle Farm to check on your turtle's progress, as well as experience what else the park has to offer. You can also organize a night visit during the sea turtle nesting season, which is May through September, where you may very well be lucky enough to see your turtle lay eggs. You'll also receive an informative slide presentation on the background of Cayman Turtle Farm and the role it plays in conservation. Now, sponsorship packages start at just $100 a year and go up to $750 a year for exclusive sponsorships. For more information, go to boatswainsbeach.ky.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel. Or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me. Stuart, you're on the Cruise Guys back with your hot deals. What you got?
This is the last call. Disney Cruise Lines, Disney Wonder, now through December 16th, is doing 3 and 4 night out of Port Canaveral, where they've got pricing starting as $399. And what I mean by last call, Matt, is that on January 6th, it leaves for the West Coast with no plans to return in the near future. So if you do want to sail on Disney Wonder before she is gone, this is the time. Between now and December 16th, $399 per person. And another great deal, if you can get away in just literally the next couple weeks, Celebrity's Eclipse is going to be arriving November 13th, and she's going to be doing a special three-night cruise, getting her into the seven-night rotation. So on November 17th through the 20th, she's got a great deal where you can get a balcony cabin from $265, or, you know, when she does her regular seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean, I mean, she's going to be starting from only $599 per person. And, you know, if you want to do something a little more exotic, you know, we haven't talked about Seabourn in a while. They've got some wonderful, not only do they have great, some really nice ships that are coming out, which was Odyssey last year, Sojourn this year. But if you wanted something a little more intimate, they do have the Seabourn Legend, which only carries 200 passengers.
Hmm.
Definitely, you know, one of the nicest ships out there. And January, February, she's going to be doing a seven-night round trip out of St. Thomas, where it'll go to St. Martin, Jos Van Dyke, St. Barts, Antigua, St. Kitts, and then prickly Pear Island. So as you can tell, these are islands that are not frequented by the big mega ships. And they've got pricing that instead of like $7,000 or $8,000 per person, they're only starting from $24.99 per person. And if you've inquired about a Christmas or New Year's sailing, especially New Year's, you're going to find very limited availability and prices that are just simply off the charts. And for people that have looked at, well, I want a nice cabin, and finding limited availability and finding pricing on just balcony cabins or junior suites, you're finding cabins in the $6,000 to $7,000 range. So if you're going to spend that kind of money, I really take a look at Seabourn's brand new Seabourn Sojourn, which is a 32,000-ton ship. It only holds 450 and is considered one of the top few cruise ships in the world. They're doing on December 20th a Christmas and New Year's cruise, departing December 20th. It's a 16-night Panama Canal Mexican Riviera from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles, where you're not paying $15,700 per person. You're only paying $72.99, which I could tell you is, if you looked at Oasis or Allure, you'd be paying $7,000 for a junior suite. So here you can get on one of the absolute nicest ships in the world, and instead of just the 7-night cruise, you're getting 16 nights. So those are some of my top recommendations for this week.
All right, thanks, Stuart. You can find him at cruiseguy.com or follow him on Twitter at cruiseguy. You can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter at cruiseradio.net. While you're on our site, be looking for the premium content. Going to be launched soon. Your access to, really an all-access pass to all the unedited interviews and behind-the-scenes stuff. Very, very cool. Premium content from Cruise Radio. Next week, we'll be on board with Doug as he is sailing on the Holland America Eurodam. Look forward to all of that. From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford, and this is Cruise Radio. The proceeding was a presentation of Cruise Addicts.